This is Rabbi Nathanael Bron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, June the 3rd, 2022. We will begin Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph 33a, the first section, the black text. So the Gemara continues. We had yesterday that when you make the bonfire wood, right, in order to change what looks like building or creating that oel, or the structure or whatever it is, to start from the top to the bottom. Right. V'chein, says the Gemara, Be'ata. Be'ata is an egg. Right? You want to hold an egg in the mouth of a hollow vessel. Right? Or the gorilla says, first you got to put the vessel, then, or you hold up the egg, and then you put the stuff underneath. So it's like a backwards way of creating everything. V'chein kedera, so too the pot on the barrels. You can hold the pot up and then put the barrels. V'chein puria. Puria is a bed. Right, so if you have the bed that comes apart with the legs, first you hold the bed up, then you put the legs underneath. Right, so the same thing, by the way, would be with the bonfire. Somebody have to hold the wood up, right, and then, you know, you'd hold the top piece up and then start filling it in underneath. V'chein chavita, and so too with barrels, right, if you're going to position barrels one on top of the other, first you hold the barrel on top and then you slide one underneath. Right, the Mishnah said v'chein bedelet. Right, just like you don't. So now it's reading it that the same way you can't hold up a pot with a beam of wood, so too you can't hold up the pot with a door. Right, and the Gemara says bedelet salkadaitach. Right, do you really think that anyone's going to hold up a pot of, you know, a pot with a door? A door is huge. You can't use a door to prop up a pot. All right, but that's v'chein bedelet. Right, the bays seems to indicate that that's it. So Ela'ema, rather, the Gemara says, read the Mishnah v'chein ha-delet, not with a door that you're propping up the pot. Rather, so too by a door, you may not prop up a door with a piece of wood. Okay, why now? Why not? So Tana Rabbanan. So at least, right, with regard to the piece of wood, we're going to find out why. Ein som chenes hakadera bevakad v'chein hadelet. Right, so the rabbis taught you cannot prop up a pot with a piece of wood, and nor can you use a piece of wood to prop up a door. Lefi shelo nitnu ein sim ela lehasaka. Right, it's not a question of building or whatnot. Right? Even if it crossed your mind by the door, it certainly wouldn't be by the pot. It's a muktzah issue. Right? Wood is set aside for burning on Yantiv, but it's not set aside for anything else. Right? We have firewood, but other wood that's going to be used for construction or whatnot is clearly muktzah. And therefore, you can't use it for anything but burning. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Right, Rabbi Shimon allows it because Rabbi Shimon famously does not believe in the concept of muktzah. Right? We've seen that many, many times before. So here, Rabbi Shimon consistent again. He doesn't believe in muktzah. Therefore, you can use it for whatever you want as long as the use is not a violation of something else. And here it's not. You're simply propping something up. You can use the wood. V'ein man higenes habehema b'makel b'yantif. You cannot, right, lead an animal with a stick on yantif. V'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, no, you can. Right. Now the Gemara says, Lema, why don't we say Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Ke'avua Sfirale, Delay Slay Mokza? Right? Doesn't it make sense that what we're arguing about here is the same thing? It's Mokza, right? And therefore, since you can only use sticks for burning, their muktzah for everything else, and therefore you can't lead it to use the animal. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, holds like his father. His father doesn't believe in muktzah. He doesn't believe in muktzah, and therefore you can use it to steer the animal on yantiv. Right? That's the Gemara says. Why don't we say that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, holds like his father that there is no muktzah? The Gemara says no. He doesn't necessarily have to hold like his father, or that here even his father would agree. Right, beha afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda. Right here, in this case, even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's not something you're allowed to do. not because of mukta, but because mishum de mechse kemande azil lechinga. Right, because it looks like you're going to market. Right, not taking the animal and pushing it along. Right, that's the way you take the animal to market. That doesn't look good on a yantiv. It has nothing to do with mukta. It has to do, like, it looks like you're doing business. You can't do it on yantiv. Yantiv has to be different in every facet. Good. So, he can agree to his father about mukta, but this is not a mukta issue. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree here it's aser. Chizra, a bamboo, piece of bamboo you're going to use as a skewer, of Nachman aser. Rav Sheshes Shari. Rav Nachman said you cannot use it on Yantif. Rav Sheshes permitted it. Right? What's the argument about? What are the details of the argument? That you got to come back on Monday, because this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me. Actually, after Shavuos, it will be on Tuesday. So please come back and join me on Tuesday.